DaQuell Jackson is the Colts' newest linebacker. And DaQuell, first off, congratulations on being an Indianapolis Colts, Colt. We are thrilled to have you here. How excited are you to be an Indianapolis Colt?
I don't think words can describe how excited I am today, how excited I am to be a part of an organization that wants to win, not alone conference winning, but a Super Bowl. And not only that, there's great people in the building, and I definitely want to be a part of that.
Earlier this week, you visited with a handful of other teams. What led you to your decision to sign with the Colts?
Well, at first, there's always a plan. The plan was to visit every team that was possibly interested. So as I, the visits piled up, I started to get a clear vision on what I wanted and what I was looking for. And the minute I sat down with Chuck Pagano, I knew right away. Great guy, humble guy. You know, he loves his players, and he was on the right track, and I felt like I belong, and it was a gut feeling, and I feel like I'm in the right place.
You come over from Cleveland. For those that may be unfamiliar to your game, what kind of player are the Colts getting?
It's simple. A guy that wants to win, a guy that's passionate about winning, and I do whatever it takes to do it.
You had a great relationship with Rob Chudzinski last year, obviously the head coach for the Browns. Is it nice to be reunited with him of sorts coming over here now with the Colts? He's going to be the special assistant to Coach Pagano.
Absolutely. I thought the world of Chuck over in Cleveland. We had a great relationship there. The one thing I got from him was he was trying to change the culture in that building, and I thought he was doing a wonderful job at it. He talked to the players. I mean, he wanted to get it right, and I gained a ton of respect from him in that regard. And coming over here, it's funny how things happen. You know, you're good to people are good to you, and you get to work with them and win together. That's always good.
You're a guy that has potential to come in right away and contribute, and with great linebackers already in place like Jarrell Freeman, who's made great strides in his first
right.
2 years, and Robert Mathis, need we say more right there, and Eric Walden, that could be a great linebacking core right now as it stands on paper.
Absolutely, but we definitely got a lot of work to do. I'm the new kid on the block, so I got to iron out what those guys know. They're 2 years ahead of me, so I got a lot of catching up to do. We got a lot of work to do, and we're going to start from there.
Ryan Grigson said that you are a great leader and you bring a wealth of experience to the field. In what ways do you think you're a good leader and you can make a difference for this Colts team next year?
Just being yourself. Being yourself, and guys respect how each other work. And I think I work extremely hard at my craft, and I take full responsibility for it on and off the field. And during there's never an off season. So I think what I bring is a way to I've learned having been with older guys like Willie McGinnis how to be a professionalist and how to be a perfectionist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was the first guy in the building, last guy to leave, always in the weight room, always watching film. So whatever I can do to contribute, team first is everything. And, you know, I'll be that guy, but I'll also be myself.
Well, again, we're very excited to have you here, and we can't wait to get you on the field.
I can't wait.
That is newest Colts linebacker, DaQuell Jackson.